Now, Simon Hay. Shvisha Pokim Yish Beregel. Hakachtei, Vuhu Mashachit Chim Ima Parsois, Kishe Mapshiti Nihil, Kishe Mapshiti Nabehimo, Vinir Kisakuva, Mikeres Moreich, Vuhu Maimon Menu Perik Sheik, Vuhu Amikro Sheik, Vitsumas Agidi Mitachtisei, Somuch Laakuva, Mikeres Moreich, ולמיילו ממנו, so that's the shank, ולמיילו ממנו, פרק שלישי, the third portion of the leg, the highest portion, is the thigh, והוא מחובר לגוף ונקחו קוריס. בפרק התחתי, בכל מוקים שייחת בו קשיר. In other words, in the heel, so it's קשיר. עצם המחובר לגוף, הנקחו קוריס, in the thigh, בכל מוקים שייחת בו ויצא ממצואי, in the shank, the shoik, אם נחתך שלא ינקי צומס אגיד in chair. I mean, that's the, like the second portion of Rav Yudha Marab. ואם נחתך במצא ינקי צומס אגיד in chair, ולוי נעשרו מפני שהוא חתוך הסורי גולמות עם זה, אלו מפני שנחתך הוא אגיד, לפיכוך, אם נשבר העצם, במקים צומס אגיד in ויוצא לחוץ, והנה ירובוס החינפינס רובי, according to the shite of the second lotion of Avidom Rav, this is how the Rav, the Rambam, the Pasch, והנה ירובוס החינפינס רובי, הוא בודק בצומס הגידים, ונמצא יום ממשל. But then, Rashi Pasch is like the first lotion of Avidom Rav. ויש עשרים בנחתך עצם המצוי, so even if the עצם in the shank, in the shoik, was נחתך. בכל מוקד, אפילו שלא אם ימקים צומס הגידים. ולדייתום, אם נשבר או עצם, ימקים צומס הגידים, ויוצא לחוץ. ולדייתום, אם נשבר או עצם, ימקים צומס הגידים, ויוצא לחוץ. ואין אייר, הוא פוסח איפני שרים, רובי. אף על פי שבודק, בצומס הגידים, ונמצאו כיום עם טרים. נדו את סיפי אירו פוסח איפני שרובי, even though it's nishba, so then it says it's destined to be set in, to become rebound. So even though it did not retract, it did not become rebound, it wasn't niksharis yet. So it's considered as if it is niksha, because it's destined to be that way. But if so then it's not destined to retract and to become rebound. Aval pi shebodak b'tzumes hagidim. So according to the first lotion of Rav Yudha Marav, v'nimtzka yom im treiv. V'chei im nechtach b'seich haperek shebein akuvo hanimkeres imoreish lishuk b'seif ha'arkum bein ha'arkum uvein ha'shoik treiv olidaze. Now, if you have the diagram, So you have in this, so you have base, this is the arkum, that's the ankle joint. I mean, in the behemoth it's not called ankle, in a human being it's called ankle. But it's the same thing, it corresponds with the ankle joint in the behemoth. So it's the hack joint. So that's base. And then here in this diagram, so it's not, it is made so that it's not attached. It's nifrat me'ashoik. Now this whole thing is a shoik. But where dalet is, the dalet is the ho'ed. So where you have the gimel. So that's the etzem. Bein ha'akum la'ashoik. So what the Mechaber says, it's, in other words, it's already above the hak. But that's the etzem that is between the akum, the hak, and the shoik. So, v'chein im nechtach, b'seich haperek, shebin akuv ha'nim keres im oroish l'shoik, b'seif ha'akum, bin ha'akum bin ha'shoik, where you have the gimel. You see, we have the gimel. So, treif olidaze.
Torah Hazeh. So the implication being that only when the Chatach happened in Gimel, but suppose the Chatach happened in Beis, so it's not Reiv. Even according to the second Loshon, that the whole Shoik is an area where if there is a Shever, or it's Nechtach, so it becomes Reiv. So only above the Arke, only above the Arke, above the Hak, the ankle joint. But in the Arke itself, in the Hak, Tarsus it's called also. So then it's not Reiv. Now we saw in the Rosh, there are two Shittes, but as the Divrei Chamudeis points out, and you'll see that the Gro agrees with the Divrei Chamudeis Pshat. So actually, there are three separate Shittes in the Rosh. First of all is the Yesh Miforesh. The Yesh Miforesh Shitte is, that only Minakum Olamayla. Minakum, the Mishnah says Minakum Olamayla. So it's like, alright, so according to the second Loshon, Minakuba means Akuba Tachtein. So in other words, Minakuba Lamailo doesn't mean here, as according to the first Loshon, but it means here. But it's Minakuba Lamailo, but the Akuba itself, according to the Yesh Mefarshi, the first Shita in the Rosh. So Akuba has reference, So Akubo has reference to the hak, to the tarsus, the ankle joint, and Mimele, and his medayik from the seife, that's dafke, only in Akubo the Milo, Masha'inkin in the Akubo itself, any bone, you have a number of bones here, in the Akubo. So any bone in the Akubo, so then it's not Reifet, that's the first Rosh. And it seems that the Mechaber passes like the first Rosh in the Rosh. Then the Rosh himself is Chelik. So there are two Rishenes in the Rosh on Shiri. First he says, you found the Rishen, you can be Midayik, Minakubo Lemato is Kshero. Minakubo Lemato is Kshero. In other words, only at the heel, over here, you see. Masha'inkei, but in the Akuva itself, in the ankle joint, in any bone here, so it's Reiv. But from the Seife, you can be Midayik, the Dafke in Akuva Lemailo is Reiv. That means from here, but here not. So there is an stira between the Diuk of the Reishen Diuk of the Seife. So one is Dafke, one is Lav Dafke. So since it's a Sofik in the Reise, so we go the Chumre. So he passed lechumre that we have to be matriv in the alchem itself. And then he says another time that at first he assumes that Akuvo has reference to the alchem, to the ankle joint. And then he says, no, Akubo has reference to the Etzem Atachte. And then he says, V'yoyit, V'dikom ha-rubeize v'chubo amu, V'akubo ha-nkeres v'reish, Almo Etzem Atachte hu ha-nikro Akubo. ולמטו מן עקובו דקטונה, היינה מהסחולס עקובו ולמטו. ולמיילו מעקובו, היינה מסייף עקובו ולמיילו. והשתה, לקושי דיוקת מסליס נעדודה, וחיין ליהולה, עצם ממצוי נקרא עקובו. Now let's see what the Gro says. אוסבו, וחיין נחתר בשיח הפרק, שבין עקובו הנקרס עם אורו יש לשויק, בסייף העקובו. Shoroshi Ksho, you can maslis na dode. From the reishe we can be midayik one way, and from the seife we can be midayik the other way. Vitiret the chode dafke, there's the first motion in the Rosh Onchi, not the Yesh Miforoshi. Vazlino lechumre, der Kuba Atzme Yosef, wie sei wehe, der Akuba, hu Akuba. So, in other words, so, the first Loshni, the Rosh Onshite, agrees with the Yesh Miforshi, the Yesh Matirim of the Rosh, who assume that the Akuba is the Akuba, it's not the end of the hill. It's not the end of the hill. The Oid Piresh, and then he says, that Roshan, the Arkuvo etzem atachte, umilmenu umaylo osa, v'nafkemine, between the two pshotim on the Rosh himself, not the Yesh Mifosh. So, v'nafkemine, da'afilu bein ha'arkub, v'etzem atachte, is osa. In other words, according to the second Rosh, according to the second Rosh, so even the between the Arkim and the Etzem Atachtei, now he doesn't have a tear. So in other words, so if we say like the second Rosh in the Rosh on Chicken, that Akubo really has reference to the end of the hill, so the mele, so even the etzem between the hill and the arche and the ankle joint, it's also treifa. You see, it's also treifa. If we say that akuvo has reference not to the hill, but it has reference to the ankle joint. And then the question is, we have whether the diuk of the Rishi is Davke or the diuk of the Seife is Davke. So one thing is clear, that the etzem that is between the heel and the ankle joint, so there it's certainly chill. There it's certainly chill. But according to the second Loshon in the Rosh, that Akuva means the heel, the end of the heel. So Mimele, even the etzem between the heel and the ankle joint is also treifa. That's Minakuva Lamailo. Kevu Lamailo. This is what he says. According to the second Loshon of the Rosh Hashanah Shiti, with his Mashaitli the Chorishin, but according to the first Loshon in the Rosh, the Divrei Chamuda says, Nafkimine is, he mentions Nafkimine is, according to the first Loshon, it's only in the Akuvo, in the Hakaria, in the ankle joint, it's only with the Rasophic, it's also. Mashein came according to the second Loshon in the Rosh on Shite, so with the Rasvada it is also. But the Gros mentions another Nafkimine, that in the Etzem, between the heel and the arco, and the ankle joint, according to the first Loshon, it's Muter, according to the second Loshon, it's Oser, because Akubo means the heel. So the male, that between the heel and the ankle joint, is already in Akubo Mailo. Akubo Mailo. Mashenkel der Chorishen. So then it's Muter. Vine noctu kulom der Chorishen. In other words, it's like the second Loshon in the Rosh. Not second, because the second Loshon in the Rosh says something very strange, that Akubo does not have reference to the ankle joint. Akubo has reference to the heel. The terminal end of the heel. Of the heel. So that's strange. So he says, all the poskim assume like the derech horishim. In other words, that it's also if there is a break, a shever in the ankle joint in the tarsus. So then it's also only with derech sofik, not with derech vadai, and only if the break occurs in the ankle joint itself. But if the break occurs between the heel and the ankle joint, then it's muta. But Well, we call Mokin Baat Matviosa. But even according to the first Loshon of the Rosh, if the break occurs in any bone, in the tarsus itself, in the ankle joint itself, then it's certainly Osa. Masha'im Kein, the Yesh Batirim, that the Rosh mentions, there it's Mutar, even if a break occurs in the ankle joint itself. Und Udeloi Kimarich Ushokhanov, because the Shulchan Aruch says, V'cheinim nechtach b'seich haperek shebein arkuva haninkeres im oreish v'sheik b'seif ha'arko. That's gimel. But base, that's the ankle joint. Base is the ankle joint. In base it's muter. That's not like neither loshin of the Rosh on Shike. But that's like the yesh neforshim, the yesh matirim that the Rosh mentions. The Shulchan Aruch pass. V'ayim prichodosh v'shach. In other words, the prichodosh and v'shach, they say that if a shever occurs in the ankle joint, then it's treifa. Then it's treifa. But the taz says that if a break occurs in the ankle joint itself, it is kshayo. It is kshayo. That's like the Shulchan Aruch. This is what he means when he says v'ayim prichodosh v'shach. So in other words, there are 3 days. The Yesh Mishematia, and the Shulchan Aruch appears to pass more like the Yesh Mishematia. And then there are 2 days in the Rosh, and there are 2 nafkiminis between the first day of the Rosh and the second day of the Rosh. The first day of the Rosh agrees with the Yesh Mishematia in the Perush Milo of Akuvo, that Akuvo has reference to the ankle joint. But the question is, how are we to be midayik? How are we to be midayik? So, Mimele, but one thing is clear, according to the first motion of the Rosh on Shik, that if the break occurs between the heel and the ankle joint, then it's certainly with us. But then the second lotion of the Rosh is that Akuvo is reference to the terminal end of the heel. So the mele, the bone between the heel and the ankle joint. The ankle joint has a number of bones. That's why it's called joint. It's a number of bones, not a single bone. So according to the second lotion, in the Rosh on Shite, Akuvo has reference to the terminal end of the heel. So the mele, anything above that, even before the ankle joint itself, but in the bone, between the parso, the heel, and the ankle joint, it's also treif. Alright. V'noagu, or v'nechtach now, v'seich haperek, במוקים שמחובר עצם הקוליס עם השוב טריפו, that's the knee joint. So in other words, because this is a continuation of the second lotion of the Mechaber, and the second lotion of the Mechaber passes like Rashi, like the first lotion of Rav Yudah Marav. So Memele, that means that if there is a shever or nechtach in the shin bone, in the sheik, so then it's treifah. So in Mele it goes without saying that if there is a break in the knee joint, it's also treifah. But again, from this you also see that the Mechaba paskens, like the first shita that the Rosh mentions, the Yesh Mishemata, Yesh Mishemeforesh, because here the Mechaber mentions in Nechtach B'seich HaPerek Zeh B'seich HaPerek B'mokim Shemechu B'Retzem HaKulyes Im HaShoik. Now that's Vov. Now here you have Aleph and Beis together, I mean, even though he doesn't have the Beis. So, and then you have the Gimel, this is Bein Arkim Uvin Ashek. And then you have the hay. The hay, that's the shank. That's the shank. And then you have the vov. Ha'atzomeis shebein ha'kulyes la'ashoik. Kulyes is the thigh. And ha'atzomeis shebein ha'kulyes la'ashoik, that's the knee joint. And then you have zayin. That's the kulyes, that's the thigh. And then you have ches. Ches, that's already ha'buchne shel ha'kulyes. This is where it is at the joints, near the joints, where the thigh is joined. You see? All right. So he says that we nechtach b'seich haperek b'mokim shemachu b'eretzem akulyes imashoyt chayvod is knee joint. That's vov. So he mentions that in connection with the second lashon of mechaber. The implication being that according to the first lashon of mechaber, I mean that we pass from like the second lashon of Rav Yudah Maral, so then it's not reive. That's only because the Mechaba paskens like the first lashon that the Rosh mentions. Alright. V'nechtach b'seich haperek b'mokim shemachu b'eretzem akulis imashoik treif v'noagu b'chol ashkenes v'tzofas kitzvor ha'achem v'ein lishamis lochem b'chol mokim shenechtach minoarkim ulemailo treifo afalpi shetzumas agidim kayon. Now, so it seems that the Rambo also paskens like the Mechaba, that only minoarkim ulemailo, in other words, above the hak, the tarsus, or between the tarsus and the shank, Gimel. I mean, there it's right. Alright. Etzem akulis, shenitak minkemei bimkem chiburei biguf, vehaine buke deatme dishof miduchte. In other words, if the thigh bone slipped from its socket, minkem chiburei. Now, because you see, now the thigh bone is attached to two sockets, you could say. Is attached to two sources. One, the buchne, to the goof, and one, to the knee. So here in base, he discusses the case where the thigh bone slipped from its socket in the goof. Etzem akuli shenitak mkeme mkem chibure, biguf. So, in other words, if this bone, Zion, slipped here, where it's mechubah to the goof. So, v'hayne buke de'at mei lishof miduchte, treiv, bein bi'eiv, v'yuhu di'iko nivei, because Rav Melchonon, the two mentioned the sheet of Rav Melchonon, that's why he emphasized the mechaber, bein bi'eiv, bein bi'eiv. Vihud Ikel Nivei, that the ligaments became totally deteriorated, decayed. Vimayseres Shebeetzem Akav, Sheyetzes Aloetzem Hazocho. He describes, I mean, where the ligaments are located. Where is it? Avonifziku Shaloimach Masiku Ksheho. But suppose the thigh bone slipped from its socket, and even though the same ligaments were severed, but they won't decay, so then it's kshel. Then it's kshel. V'chei im loy nisach, rak miyuto, v'rubom kayom, koshamidim. Only if the major portion of the ligaments are decayed, together with the slipping of the femur, of the thigh bone, from the socket. Koshamidim. Ach yei shemri, deino nupkim b'yikl nivei. We're not bogi. Lochen yish le'eseyer kol shmutas yerech. Shemo yikl nivei. In other words, so the male sins, we're not bogi. So what is considered a full decay of the ligaments? So melu yamachna. Eni shmutas yerech. V'chein im nishba. סומך לגוף, אף על פי שחוזה ונקשר היטב, שטריפו שמו יקל נימן. So in other words, if it is mamesh nishmat, if it's nishba, somoch liguv, aval pi shechoza v'niksha heite, is treife, shemo yigol nive, maybe the ligaments deteriorated, u'nisharin dalet its boys, b'gaso, u'beis b'daka. What is considered nishba somoch liguv? If it is within a distance of Dalet its boys in the Gaso, the Beba Gaso, and Beis its boys with that, Uvei, Fagod, Lefigod, Lakod, Lefigod. So that is descriptive of Somoch Lidu. Vitei Vlachmi, Abimokim, Shinevsit, Mogobi. Im Loi Nishmat Ayerech, Vihibu Nibikosha. Suppose the ligaments deteriorated completely, but the thigh bone did not slip from its socket, then it's kosher. Now, reish etzem akulies amechuba leshoik shenitak mekeme. Now, in Tziv Beis, the Mechaber discussed the case where it became detached, slipped from the socket at the juncture with the goof, but it has another juncture, the juncture with the knee. So, at the juncture with the shank, that means at the knee. So, im reish etzem akulies amchuber lishuk sheik shenitak mekeme, at the knee joint. Afilu, so the two mentioned 2 days. קוסר רשבו, ראשי התחתן של עצם זה המחובו עם השויק שנשאל מקיימי, יהי שאמרים אף על פי שלא נפסיקו ולא נסקלו גידו ויהי שמעתי ראים אפילו נפסיקו ונסקלו ולא זה דיידני. So there is one חומרה, there is one שיטה that is מחמיר, that if it slipped at the juncture with the shank, so even though it's loy nisachlu gidov, so it's awesome. Now, so it's more homo than the case where it slipped at the juncture with the goof, because they were required at nisachlu gidov. All right, so that's one shite, but the mechaber is not cheshish for that shite. Reish etzem ha'kulies ha'mechuber l'shank shenitak memkei mekshero. Like the second lush that the Rashba mentions. The second lush. V'lozeh daitinete, the Rashba says. V'yesh matirin afilu nifziku v'nisach. Afilu im ikel nivin. Now, so in other words, it's not cheshish for that chita, the first lush that the Rashba mentions. It's not cheshish. So, on the contrary, that if it is that where it is, it slips, where the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the goof, is more chomor than the case where the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the shank. Because if the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the goof, and if it's ikon nivei, then it's treifo. Mashem kein, if the thigh bone slips at the juncture with the shank, so even if it is coupled with the kalmivei, it's still cheap. Alright. So that's not difficult at all. But then the Ramo mentions the Chumash HaRosh. Wie ich schimmere, darf ich geschehen, wo Boso Chifnes Ruben. Chifnes Ruben, in other words. So the Jewish Rosh says that when do we say that if the typo slipped from the juncture, from its source, at the juncture with the sheik, so it is Ksheyo. It is Ksheyo. Even though it is Iglivei, only if you have a robust or heaviness rubei. But if you don't have a robust or heaviness rubei, and it's Iglivei as well, so then it is straightforward. Then it is straightforward. Now the Shach says in Siv Zay, V'yei Sheimrim Nidavke, King Kosa Bidarke Meishi, Uvitiras Chatos, Pei Zayin, Din Zayin, Mishim Tshuves Orosh, V'tzorchim, Dolosh in Tshuves Orosh Shom Kachu, V'nishba HaYerech, Bein Perek Sheinu L'Perek Gimu, Yimei Rubos Achim V'esru B'Kosha, Yimei B'Treifis, Elu Buket Atul Lishof Mituch Nevi'it L'Nivin, Umayra Davke B'Nishma. So he says the Tshuves Orosh is reference to the case of Nishma. Aval B'Nishma, Nira Dein Chiluk, so he's Chiluk and Ramon, he says that the Rosh doesn't even say that, that the Rosh has referenced the case of Nishma. But here, the Ramon applies it to a case of Nishma, where it slipped. There was no break, there was no fracture. It just slipped. So, Aval Nishma, Nira Dein Chiluk, V'chein kos v'rashbo b'tshuves im p'tes, den chiluk b'yiru b'osachim v'mesrubei. Elo b'nishba, aval b'nishma ten chiluk. U'mivuya shom nidvorov d'afil b'nishma. Etzem akulis, m'imkim chiburi b'guf, ein chiluk b'yiru b'osachim v'mesrubei. V'kol shmnoch. U'viteres chato shom dinvov, kosa v'shim tshuves v'rashbo s'im k'uf sama zayin, di b'nishma t'akulis. That's the typo on Mimkim Chibure Biguf in the kosher. Elo Davke Kishay Ruposachif Mesrubei. Uchmashi is boiling Kamun Shvirazetze. So, this is what Teres Chatos mentioned the name of the Jewish Rajma. But the Jewish Rajma doesn't say it. It's all here that he's massacred on the Teres Chatos as well. The Lunim Tzuke Mishimis Rajbo, Ragi Shimis Rajbo, Simon Reshavo, Vise, Gabetz Makulis, Shinishba, Vinital Menu Kuret Mereshi, Mineo Bosachim Nesrube. Aval Binishba Ten Chiluk. So the Shach is Masik on the Psach of the Ramo. And he says that the Rosh doesn't say it. Now we have to understand the Shit of the Ramo. We have to understand the Shit of the Ramo. In other words, what the Shach saying that when is a when is Ein Eru Boso Chivim Esrubei significant only in connection with the case where there's a fracture? But here there is no fracture. So apparently, I mean, as the Orach HaShulchan points out, the Ramoshiti is that where it is Nishmat, that where it is Nishmat, so then if it is Nishmat and it's Yikal Nivei, if it is Nishmat, and it's Ikal Nivei also, so the melee it has a din like Nishma. I mean, what's the difference between, let's say, suppose, so in other words, if it's Lo Ikal Nivei, so the ligaments are not decayed, then there is a difference between Nishma and Nishma. But if it slipped from its source, it slipped from its source, and in addition, the ligaments decayed. So then it has the same din like Nishba. So it has the same din like Nishba. And so therefore it is only kosher if Eru Posachim Nesubi. I mean, there's the Shit of Ramo, but the Shach is Chilik. Alright. Im Yeish Lo Gimul Raglayim Trei Dichol Yesa Kenotul Domi וחינוכוסר רגל אחד והוא שיהיה זה היסר מריש עצם התחתים למים מריש עצם התחתים למים ודווקא שזה היסרס יש לו תי הרגל וימדס בנקים הרגליים אבל לאו אחרי למיקרו יסרס ולהבי רק דילבו וקושר V'nivreis choseregla achastrei. Right now. So the Prichodosh and the Taz, they both ask against the Mechaber. This Mechaber's din would have meaning according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now there are three Shitas in Kol Yesek and Matlot. One Shita is the Shita of Rashi and Rambam, and that's the Shita that most Rishonim agree with. In other words, that Kol Yesek not Dome, that if there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if it's deficient in that thing. So, that's the Shita of Rashi and Rambam. Then there is the Shita of the Rambam, that Kol Yesek not Dome, doesn't mean that if there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if it is deficient in that Eiver. But we say, Kol Yeser, if there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if that additional Eiver had been removed together with the Mokim HaMechubar. And then there is the Shita of the Rashbo, that Kol Yesek not Dome means that this additional Eiver is considered as if it had been removed. Just this, not that it's deficient in the same kind of Eiver, but just as if it had been born with this additional Eiver and it was removed, Mimele, a cavity was formed. So it will only be treife if it is the kind of an eiver that if a cavity is formed, so then it would be matter. Now, so let's say nafkemine would be ligabi kovet. So if, let's say, there is an additional kovet according to Rashi and the Rambam, so it doesn't matter where the additional kovet is. Even if the additional covet is not joined to the more. So it's still treife, because kol yeser cannot dome. So mele, if there is an additional liver, so it's considered as if the behemoth had no liver. Suppose the behemoth had no liver, not even minimal liver. So then it would be treife. So it's treife. So even if the additional liver is not joined to the more. To the mall, according to Rashi, according to Ramban, so Kol Yesek not Dome, we don't say that if there is an additional liver, we consider as if the behemoth had been deficient in that liver altogether. But we consider it as if it had been born with this additional liver, and this additional liver had been removed together with the mokim amechuga. Together with the Mokim HaMechuga. So Mimele, only if that additional liver is Mimkimor. And then the Shita of the Rashbo is that Kol Yesek not Dome only implies that if the behemoth has an additional liver, so we consider it as if it had been born with that additional liver, and then the doctor came and removed it. So then a cavity is formed. So then the next question is, suppose there is an ekev in that, a cavity is formed. Is it treif or it's not treif? So in the case of an additional Ume in the lungs, or an additional une in the lungs. So even according to the Rashbo, we say it's treif. Because nikav ho une, nikav ho ume is treif. So mele, if it has an additional lobe, so then we consider it as if it had been born with an additional lobe, and then it was removed, and the cavity was formed. Now nikav ho reye is treif. So here it is also treif. Mashenkein, if it has an additional covet, it's an additional covet, so we consider it as if this additional covet with which it was born had been removed, and the cavity was formed. So what? So nikav covet is not matriv. So we made it clear. So we have three shittas. So the prichodosh and the taz, they both ask against the mechaber. This shita, who she is, a yes, a mesh, it's a tachna mailo, would make sense according to the shita of the Ramban. But we pass like Rashi and the Ramban. So what difference does it make? Meaning the prechodosh is masik, he's chelik on the mechaber. And the prechodosh says that it doesn't make any difference where the yeser appears. So it's still chelik, because all yeser cannot come. Now, so the pshat in the mechaber. As a matter of fact, and this is really implicit in the Lashon of Ramo, but the Hashulchan points it out, it's very simple. He says that this, the Mechaber Shiti, is that even according to Rashi and the Rambam, but it has to have a tzure of an additional labor. It has to have a tzure of an additional labor. Now, there is a difference between an additional leg and an additional appendage that hangs out from the leg. That's not an additional labor. It has to have the tzure of a leg. So, Mimele, when does it have the tzure of an additional labor? Only if it's mireish etzem atachtim or lemaile. Because a leg, this is the structure of a leg. You cannot say that if there is a piece of flesh, or even if a bone stems out, an additional bone stems out here, from the shank, here. So it's just an appendage. It's not an additional eiver. And this is, so that's why the Mechaber says. So as a matter of fact, this is implicit in the Lashon of the Ramo. V'davke she'zeh yiseres, yesh litu ha'regel, v'imedes b'kem ha'raglayim, avol b'lav ho'chein imikro yiseres, le'haber ha'gdilbu, so it's only an additional appendage. An additional appendage that hangs on to the leg. Kosha. V'nivris chos regel achas trein. Now, kol mokim shim yachtach shom ho regel hitreiv. Afil roi nechtach. Eloi mishbar v'yotzo lechutz. So before he mentioned, so in Sif Aleph, so the Mechaber mentioned the two shittes, the shum v'sheines, as in what area of the leg. If you cut out a bone, so it's treif. So according to the first lashon, only above the knee. According to the second lashon, the Mechaber mentions, so above the akub atachteinu, above the ankle joint, above the ankle joint. Now, so there he discussed the case where it was cut out, removed. Now, suppose it's not removed, it's there, but there is a fracture, it's broken. So kol mokim shim yachtach shom haregel yitreifo afilu lo yinechtach elo nishbar v'yotzo lechutz. So only, I mean the Mechaber paskens, it has to be nishbar and yotzo lechutz. But suppose it's nishbar, there is a fracture and it doesn't protrude outside, not at all. So then it's kshero. Even if you don't have any eirubos or chifnes rubei, and even if you don't have any rave, you don't have any boso altogether. Not only you don't need chayfines, but you don't need the rave boso there altogether, even if all the boso was removed. But if the etzem that fractured did not protrude outside, so then it's kshel. Now there is the Rashba mentions a shite. That distinguishes between the case of the Mishnah and the Braise, because the Braise doesn't mention Cheves Rubei. In Yesh Reiv Boso, the Mishnah doesn't mention Cheves, the Braise does. But the Mishnah says, Nishba Oetze, Mim Reiva Boso Kayam, it doesn't say Cheves Rubei, Kayam. The Braise says, Toner Rabbonon, Nishbar Ha'etzem Yotzer Lechutz, Yimei Rubos HaChifnes Rubei Muter, Vim La'avosem. So not Rubos HaKayom. It has to be Chifnes Rubei. Sometimes it might be Kayom. But it doesn't cooperate, you see. It doesn't cooperate. So the Rashba mentions one lotion, that there is a difference. The Mishnah has reference to the case where there is a fracture of the bone and it didn't protrude outside. It wasn't Yetzer Lechutz. So then, as long as Yireim Bosor is Kayom, even though it's not Chifes Rubei, neither Rebevi, neither Rebe Kefei, so it is Kshayom, as long as Yireim Bosor Kayom. But the price is discussed in the case where it protruded outside. So then Reb Bosor Kayom is not enough. But it has to be Chifes Rubei. But then most Rishayim, they are Chelik and Lechite, and they say that if it wasn't Yetzer Lechutz, so then you don't need anything. You don't even need Reb Bosor Kayom. You don't even need Reb Bosor Kayom. So when do you need Reb Bosor and it has to be Chavis Obey? That is only if it is Yotzor. Only if it is Yotzor Lechutz. Only if it is Yotzor Lechutz. Now the Shita of Rashi, Narashi, that's a unique Shita. Because Rashi says, according to Rashi, so the Machlekes between the Mandoma who says Revuvye and the Mandoma who says Revekeife consists in this. According to Mandoma who says Revekeife, so Mele Yotzor Lechutz is not important. But the important thing is whether there is, whether Bosor is Chayfe, Rebe Kefe of the Sheva, of the Etzel. Whether Bosor is Chayfe, Rebe Kefe. And if the Bosor, so according to Mandoma who says Rebe Kefe, so it doesn't make any difference whether this etzem came outside or didn't come outside, even if it didn't bulge outside. But if you have enough flesh that covers the rib hekev of the shever or etzem, so it's kshero, even if it came outside. And the Mandoma who says Rebuvye, so he means that only if the rave of the cholol, this is the cholol of the sheva, like this it was before it broke, it was like this, one etzem. And now when it broke, so there is a cholol of the sheva. So this is the cholol of the sheva. And if the rave cholol of the sheva bulged outside, so then it is straight. It is straight. But if it did not bulge outside, so then it's not rave, even though you don't have flesh that covers the rave again. That's according to Rashi. All right, now let's see. Kol mokim shiriyachtach shomo regel it rave, afil inechtach elu nishbar v'yosu l'chutz. In other words, the mechaber is not reishish for that lotion that the Rashba mentions, that even if it's not yosu l'chutz, so, and it's Ein Reb Bosor Kayom is Reif. No, he paskins that if it's not Yotzer Lechutz, then you don't need any Bosor altogether. So, Elo Nishba Yotzer Lechutz, Imei Neiru Bosor Chayfin, Reif Ovye, Reif Ekeife, because there is Machlekes in Gimorre, where the Reif Ovye. So, Melu in Paskin Lechumre, that we need Reif Ovye, Reif Ekeife, Treif. Vim Oiru Bosor Chayfin, Reif Ovye, Reif Ekeife, Kshel. We know Falkzos Minetzen, that's the Gimorre. We know Falkzos Minetzen, in Yishbe, O Bosolach, Misa Sheva. Afi loino fal etzen, Mikshero. Avo li mein begin lecha veise, loino fal, Afo pishin Yishbe, begin lecha veise, ato trefo. In other words, suppose it broke, and then as a result of the break, a small piece of bone chipped off the gamre. So then, and Boso covers the break. So the question is, we have to imagine, is that Boso, suppose that piece that was chipped off had not been chipped off. So would that Boso cover the rave of the Etzel, even if that piece had been there, so then it's all right, even though it was shipped off. But if there isn't enough bosal to cover the Etzel, had that piece not been shipped off, so the mail is rave. That is, if the sheva took place, let's say, according to the first lotion of the mechaber, above the knee. And according to the second motion of the Mechaber, above the ankle joint. But suppose it took place in an area where it's not marked, let's say below the knee, according to the first motion of the Mechaber, and below the ankle joint, according to the second motion of the Mechaber. So then the behavior in its entirety is certainly kshelo, but that behavior itself, if there is no that fracture data, the itself, if there is no erubosach, if the srubay has a din of Abraham Gulgul, so with Rabbonon, it's like Yedom Nachai. Vimish baretzim imokim shin nitra. Im nechtach, im ein erubosach, if the srubay abim umiteres, vimerosam Rabbonon. But if there is erubosach, then it's considered, if there is no erubosach, if then a fractured Eiver has the same thing like a removed Eiver, if there is no Eirubos. But if there is Eirubos, it's considered like set in, like as if it retracted and rebound. Alright. Why? Because it's the Eiver, it's something. So Mele, when he cuts off the Eiver, so he has to cut off something in addition. So in other words, because if he's mechatechet after meliche, so then meliche is mavliya. That even is oser. So mele, if you are melechet, so then the periphery also becomes oser. And so like this, it's only asers, it's only mavliya kniklipe. But since we are machmir and we consider everything as it of a shomein, so mele, it will be able to be asered completely. So mele has to be chetachet before it's nivla, as a result of mavliya harikazir. V'yesh machmirim v'esrim avi meru boso chifin esrubi. Im ashvire yotzo pa'machas mechayim. Derech nekev kot. So that is based upon Shitas Rashi. In other words, the Mechaber is not Cheshish for Shitas Rashi, because Shitas Rashi is Shitas Yochid. But the Ramo is Cheshish for Shitas Rashi. So he says that even if he rubos or Chifin Esrubei, because according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says Revuvyei means that it shouldn't be Eitzel Chutz. But if it's Yetzel Chut, even though it's covered, it covers the Eruv Bosor, covers the Reve Keifei, so it's still Treve. And since it's Isofik, whether we pass like the Mandoma Revuvye or Mandoma like Reve Keifei, so according to Rashi, if the Etzel protruded Lechut, so then it's Treve, even though there is enough Bosor to cover the whole Etzel. Because it was already Yetzel Chut, according to Rashi. So, b'mgeish machmir v'esri, avileru bosachim v'nesrubei, im ashviro yotzo pa'am achas, mechayim, derech nekev kot. U'mize nispashit ha'mineg ve'ilu ha'mdines, lehatriv kol shvire, b'yetzem, b'mokim shi'in nechtach triv, v'afim oiru boso makif v'nesim mikol tzdodo. Oh. So then the Ramo, alright. So this is also a big chumra, because all the Shein Machil is Rashi. All right, so the Rabbo is Machil. But at least in the case where there is a Nekev in the Boso, so then it is possible that at the time when the fracture took place, at that time, the whole Etzel protrude it outside, and then it pushed back inside. So maybe it's Rebbe Kontrash. Because that Kontrash is a Kondoma who says, Rebuvye means that if it's Yotzer Lechutz, so then it's treif, even though you have a lot, an abundance of bosom covering that, because that would be Rebbe Kevi. And see, philosophic, maybe Rebbe Kevi is not important, Revuvia is important. And what does Revuvia mean? That the Etzem should not bulge outside, but if the Etzem did protrude outside. So it's treif, with all the bosom covering the Etzem. So it's treif. So that, so you can understand the Chumre of the Ramo in the case where there is a Nekev, no matter how small the Nekev is, so then it can still be Cheshish. Even though right now we don't see that, now let's say, if we have, here is the Etzem, and then, let's say here is the Etzem, and there is a break. There is a break here at the Etzem. Now here is the Etzem, and then, in this is the Posor, and there is Nekev, and there is a break in this Etzem. I made a split in the paper to signify the break in the Etzem. Even though we don't see that it bulges outside, we don't see that this break bulges outside, but we are Cheshish, maybe it did bulge outside before. I mean, B'chaya HaBeimo. So it did bulge outside, since we find the Nekev in the bosom. So according to Rashi, it's right. But the Ramo mentions an additional chumre. He says, "Umizen is pashita minik beil amdina is lehatrif kol shvira beetzem b'mokim shenachta treifo v'afimayu boso makivnes kol zorov ve'in shonekev klau mikol mokim amminik latrif." So that's very strange. If ve'in shonekev klau, why should we matrif even according to Rashi? Even when there is in nekev, it's a bit chumre, because First of all, most all the Rishayim say, don't agree with Rashi's pshat that Revuvia means that it protruded at one moment b'chaya habeimo v'chutz. So they say that Revuvia and Revekeife is really the same thing, but in view of the fact that the Netzem is not always found, so maybe sometimes there might be enough bosor that cover the revuvia of the Etzem, and sometimes there might be enough bosor that just covers the revekeif. Okay, but you are cheshish for Rashi, so that's one side. But then, even according to Rashi, maybe you don't see that the Etzem bulged outside. Right now it does not. The whole shever is behind the bosom. But there is Nekev. So it's another suffix, so it's a Svek-Sveke. And then, it's not just two Svek-Svekes, it's three Svek-Svekes. Because even according to Rashi, so if at one time, so the Etzem protruded outside, it became Trev. According to Mandoma, who says Revevi, but not according to Mandoma, who says Revekeve. Now, It's a machlekes, but we pass the chumre. So here it's a svek. In other words, first of all, maybe it's not like Rashi, and most Rishayim do not agree with Rashi. Assuming that it is like Rashi, maybe it never protruded outside, even though there is a nekev in the bosom, in the ear and the bosom. And assuming that it did protrude outside, maybe the aloche is like Mandoma, who says Rebekeve. So you have three Svek-Svekes, not two Svek-Svekes. You have three Svek-Svekes. So it should be Sheol. All right, so it's Machl. But in the case where there is no Negev, so then, even if you'll be Mitzarev, many Svek-Svekes, so it shouldn't be Treif. Why does he ask for it? Now let's see what the Shach says. Sif Yudale. Din ze, he says, on the Ramos Chumre, that is a Chumre Deilo. Din ze u Chumre Deilo, ve u niska bishim pesik, ve kam kol ha-cheni u ma-vi bisa v'heta li kosmiki, rak o go kosef shikni eliki, ve abis yosef chen li kolov, gam marshal bisa v'heta shlo isim pivov, kosef shlo inegin un kol go bese, ve kam utam o go she kosef mishim la rambam yishlochus, shevo bichol eirech, etzem המצוי הוא צומס הגידים בבויה, ואם נשבע שלא יום צומס הגידים, כושר אפילו לדם, ולא חיניר לי, דאף על פי דאטו נספש את המילים להטרי בכל עיין, וכמשיבוס על הרב, so even though he considers the חומרי of the רמו, as a very strange חומרי, but since the רמו passes like that, and the meaning was נספש את like the רמו, so he cannot be making, be more key, but why? Because the Ramo passes like that. So, but the Ramo himself says, "Vidavke im lechosa v'nikshah, avon im chosa v'nikshah, neyagim lahachshir." Neyagim lahachshir. So he says, now we see, and then, now, in Sif Yud Veis, the Mechaba says, "Nishbar o'etzem, bimokim she'i se'i se'treivu." Let's say above the nijon, according to all the shame, or below the nijon, but above the tarsus, according to some of the shame. Bimokim sheis is a trefor. Vichosav nikshar, and then it retracted, it became rebound. Vein yodua, im yotzo ube im lav, is ksheho. Vihu shechosav, limkeme yorishe, vinishabe yoshever im shever, yard of yudubok. So here there is a shach. Now, b'mokim she'ise is a treifo. Sif yutes. V'kolchkin she'o. No, Sif chof, I'm sorry. Sif chof neshach. She'o. V'davke kishe'iru posochim finesrubi. V'davke kishe'iru posochim finesrubi. Tereschato shom din tes. V'chim tosef shom b'shim isaveta. Now this shach is very strange. Now the Agoyis Rabbi Gmeiya. Look at it here, in the Hiddush Rabbi Meir. Ksheiro vidavke, kisheir, ein ze. So all the other Nisikele agree with the Rabbi Meir, not with the Shach. The Shach applies the thing of the Mechaber to the case. What is the Mechaber discusses if he obeys? If an etzem, if there is a fracture in a place, in an area where it's matter the vein. Let's say there is a thigh bone. Was fractured. But we see that it became rebound. It was Chodav Niksha. It set in. Vein Yodua, im Yotzor Ubeim Lav. Im Yotzor Ubeim Lav. So, Ksheiro, in other words, let's say, suppose it healed. It set in. Now, today we do it by placing the fracture in the cast. But does it make a difference how it happened? Whether it was placed in a cast or it happened just like that. So that's the din. So if it is chosav nikshe, if it was set in again, so it's kshel. Oh, so he says, vihu shechosav imkebi ovishen, vinishaber shever im sheva yard of yudubok. Now, and then there is a machlekes rishen. When he does set in, but he doesn't set in, he doesn't rebound, he doesn't retract, even in an even way. When you place it in a cast, then it sets in an even way, shevarim sheva yad of yudboko. In other words, suppose you had, now let's say, that was the break in the bone. So, what would be Shever or Shedef Yard of Yudboko if it would join Mamesh the way it was originally? that would be Yad Vilbon. But suppose it will be set in like that, one on top of the other, you see, then it will not be Sheva Im Sheva Yad of Yudbon. So there is a Machlekes. Now the Machaber says, in other words, he paskins, like the Rishenim, that in order to be muter, so it has to be only if it is Yad of Yidubok. But if it's not Yad of Yidubok, not. But there are some poskim who says that if it's not Yad of Yidubok, we suppose it will set in like this, you see. One on top of the other. So it's also Shiro. So but this is not the Pesach of the Mechaba. The Bach, who is always a Machmir, over and above the Pesach of the Mechaba and Ramo, but here is a meaning. He says, he passes the Bach, that if it's Chozal and Kemi Orishim and Mishaber, even if it lies like this, it's not Shever and Shever Yard of Yudubok. But one lies on the other, so it's also kosher. It's also kosher. Now, let's see what the Shach says in Sifchov. So, Sheiro, Vidavke Kisheiro Boso Chifines Rubi. Vidavke Kisheiro Boso Chifines Rubi. So he applies this din of Nishbar Etzel, Bimokim Sheisis and Trefo, because of the Nisha. So then it's kosher, only if Eru Boso is Chifines Rubi. Now that's very strange. If Eru Boso is Chifines Rubi, then according to the Shita of the Mechaber, according to the Shita of the Mechaber, the Mechaber passes like the Rosh. So then we don't. It's not necessary that it should be chizav v'nikshar. If eru posel is chayven esrubei, then it's destined to be chizav v'nikshar. So it doesn't have to be chizav v'nikshar, because nature by itself will heal it ultimately. So mimele, even if he was sheichad beheime before it was nikshar, it's also kshero. So how can the mechaber say the if Eru Posor is Chayv in Esrubei, so even if it's not Chozav Niksha, so all the Nisikeim say they are chilik on the Shach, and they say that this din of the Mechaber has reference, it's a Marik, this din of the Mechaber. So, it's not. The Marik says Vehusha Chozav Nikim Yorishim Nischat Hashemah Hashemah Yachdin Bok. But the Etzem Din is, so the Torah mentions in the name of the game. So we saw that. But the Marik mentions this prerequisite, that it has to be Nischabi Hashemah Hashemah Yadav Yidibokov, because the other Rishayim who hold that it doesn't have to be Mamish Shemah Hashemah Yadav Yidibokov. It can be even like one attack of the other Sheikh, like this. Alright, but so all the Nisikelim Achilik and the Shach, and they say that this din that the Torah mentions, that Chaba mentions, has reference to the case where ain Eru Posachim in Esrubei, because if Eru Posachim in Esrubei, you don't need anything. You don't need Chozav Nikshar. Now let's see what the Rabbi Kriya says. Kshayro vidavki kshayro. Ain ze derer bio ala mechaber. Da mechaber svir alei sifei, de Eru Posachim in kosher abiroi nikshar. Mo nefshech. If it's Eru Posor Chifnes Ribe, even without Nikshar, El Al Kolchoch, the Amechabe or Mayre, Bein Eru Posor Chifnes Ribe, Umikea the Nikshar, Vinisrape Yamrinon, the Oz Bishashvire, Hoyo Eru Posor Chifnes Ribe, Vilo Hoyo Trefe, Mishum Hochen Iskashia, Vakinase in Eru Posor Chifnes Ribe. So he says, the Mechaber is that if it's Eru Boso Chifnes Rubei, if it's Eru Boso Chifnes Rubei, so then it is even without Nisha. But in the case where it's Eru Boso Chifnes Rubei, so then if it was Nisha, it's kosher, even though it was not Eru Boso Chifnes Rubei. Because so he says, V'yidua Yotzer Rubei Vav, Sheiro. Why? Because because it was Nietzsche. Because it was Nietzsche. Now, let's see. Now the Shach. Let's return to the Shach and Sifri Dalet. The Hatrif called Shvire Din Zeu Chumre Tele. Veloinis Kabishim Peisi. Gam Kol Achinim Marivis Av Heter Likosviti. Rako Opo Kosov Shnei Yegmi. Vavis Yosef Chimikol. Gam Arshal Bizayetav Shalei Sim Pivov Kosov Shuna Adino Koroko Bazi. Gam Tam Oko Shikosov Shuna Ram Yishloch Shvishem Bukhol Yerich. Etzim Tzoy Tzim Zagid Mivuya. Din Yishol Mok Tzim Zagid Mkosham Vulda. Veloch Inir Lida Aval Pidato Nizbash Tamini Glad. Vichol Yen. Uchri Shikosov Arab. Vichol Mokin Binitsha. אפילו בלוי ניקשה, שבר על שבר ירד אוף ידבוקו, יש להכשיר, כשאיר ובוסו שולים, ואין ניקה ראי זה כלל. Now, רבי קווייגר, you see, the Shach mentions that in the name of the Teres Chatos. In the name of the Teres Chatos. So רבי קווייגר says the Teres Chatos we can explain very well. Because the Teres Chatos is Cheshish Moshites Rashi. Now he says, Elo de Teres Chatos Abvizes. Elo de Teres Chatos King Kosav Laatzim. Disvir like Rashi. Deir Viboso Chifin Lechud Loi Mahane. Dichashin on Shemo Yotzo Mishever. Pamachas Derech Negev. Uboze Nikshar Meire de Lo Yotzo. Abo Bini Uboso Chifin. So he says the Teres Chatos makes good sense because the Teres Chatos is Ramo. The Teres Chatos, he passes like Rashi. So what is Rashi Shite? That if the Etzer, if the Shever, if the fractured bone protruded outside once, so then with all the Uposochim Finis Rubei, so it's still Treif. So it's still treifa. So the Meili says. So Meili says, if it's loynicha, if it is loynicha, so he says that if it is loynicha, so the Meili and the Euposo is treifnes rubin and treife kontrash. Ashenkin, if it is Niksha, and it's a Ruposo, Chavinus Rubei, so then we say, since it's Niksha, and there is a Ruposo, Chavinus Rubei, so we say that it never was Yetzelachutz. This is what the Teres Chatos says. Ashenkin, according to the Mechaber, he doesn't pass like Rashi. So the Meile, if Eir Uposo and Chavinus Rubei, then we don't have to resort to Niksha. The Teres Chatos says it because he passes like Rashi. And according to Rashi, if an Etzem was Yetzei Lechutz once, so then it's Treif with all the Eir Uposo Chavin. Eso Etzem. So the Meile, he says, so the Teres Chatos says, it's Pshat in the Tur. It's Pshat in the Tur. So he says, what's the Tor's Losh? Line. Nishba roetze b'mokim she'is etreifo v'chozar v'nikisha v'yodua im yotzo rube im lav kosva agen nikshero kim she'nikisha v'yodua shelo yotzo rube. So the Teres Chatos says it, in other words, because he passes like Rashi. So if we knew that it was Yotzo Lechutz. So then, it would be treife even with all the boso chayvines rubei. With all the boso chayvines rubei. So he says in the case where it is Niksha, and there is a ruboso chivnes rubei. So he says, kiven shenikcha is biyodua shelo yotzer rubei. So yotzer rubei. Mashein kein according to the mechaber, that where there is a ruboso. So even if yotzer rubei, so it's still kshayon. So it's still kshayon. So then we don't have to resort to niksha. All right. Now, so he says, the afal pidatun is pashad aminik vahatim b'chol yinik b'shak harav, mikol mokim b'niksha. Afru d'lo yinikshah shever ol shever yard of yidu boku, yish lehachshir, kishayiru boso sholeim, v'inik hare yeseklal. Who shita is that by niksha it's muter only when it's even, when it's niksha in an even way, shever al sheva yard of yidupoko. That's the shita of the marik. But most poskim are chilek in the marik. V'chein abach mater be'efzed merubei. In kein. So, In other words, when the Ramo says, so he means, even if it's not Shever or Shever Yard of Yidubok. So, in other words, how do we pass them? So we pass like the Ramo, even though it's a very strange chumre, but we pass like the Ramo that if there is any shever, and even Eru Bosor is makivese, Mikol Zlodov, and there is no nekev in the Eru Bosor, so it's treiv, unless it's Chozav Niksha. But if it is Chozav Niksha, even though it's not Niksha, Shever, Shever Yadu Kidipoko, so it's still muta. Right. Now the next thing. Nishbar etzem akulis. V'nital mimenu kuret mirei sheyoeli. Hamichuber b'shedre. V'nisaklu miut nivom. Imeir uboso chifines rubei kshel. In other words, if the etzem akulis was nishba, and v'nisaklu miut nivom. So, Imei Ruboso is Chayfines Rubei is Koshin. Hode Machshirinom Bei Ruboso Chayfines Rubei Davke Kishirei V'achifu Min Aboso V'yozamiut Shal Eir Mitztar Yifime Avo Imachotzi Min Eir V'chotzi Min Aboso Loi. Now, here we have two Rishines in Gemara. Now, so the Rambam Paskins that even if it is covered completely by air, not by boso, it's also kosher, like the lishni kamin. But the tour and the shulchan aruch they pass like the lishni basven anymore. That it's only if the rov is covered by boso, and only miut is mitzure by eir. But if it's mechza or mechzo, then it's not kosher. V'yoz ha-miut shal eir mitztarifini. Avon ha-chotzi min ha-eir v'chotzi min ha-boso, loy. Not like the Shittes Rambam. V'hanem mile, the Shittes Rambam is not only chotzi eir, chotzi boso, is enough. But even kul eir is enough. V'hanem mile b'beir, avon beir, kiv m'sheir irach, mitztarif ma boso uvimechzo boso umechzo eir kosher. That's why yeish mi shekosav sheyeish mokim sheyeo livadei matzil alfilu bibheimu vihu bimokim asomuch mamesh la'akuvo lifi sheyein shom leilom boso eleia livadei dovu kimaet. So in other words, if it is a place where naturally there is only a year, there is no boso, so then that a year, since that's natural thing, to have there, so that a year is matzah. ובשום מקיימס שדרך לי שם בוסו אם לא יהיה שם בוסו לא יהיה בלבד והוא יוריר עם בינוי ובעצם ישם שמעציה. Why does it say ישם רים? Because that's the shita that Tesis mentions. That's the girse of the rach. Die konne moschen die day, da fein seine medalle. Wie kunt res gores bedallet? Wie rach, hab le tam gassin und bereich. Na, die konne moschen die day, wo die konne moschen rirei. Rirei means fibers of tissue. Rirei leicha shalei. שעוז מדבית ביועי ירומה לבערוכו. If between the air and the עצם there are certain fibers of tissue, even though there is no gosso, so then that air is matzi. But he says ישם שמעצי לא because it's told in two gersoes in Gemore. Whether we geres moshe didei or we geres moshe rirei. Rirei. So rirei means that there are fibers of tissue between the air and that. Gidin shesefer lahakshes eino matzil. That the Gemara says, that afayin zayin. V'chol ha-gidin mikre sefer lahakshes. V'hoi ha-boso ha-achif esrubi v'mokimecho. Now that's the abayin Gemara. Elo mislakik mikan, ma'atkan, mikmatkan, zvi v'se'etzen. Oy shu v'mokimecho. Elo shehu mirudot. Oy miklaf me'alo etzen. Oy shenit al shlishi yusei hatachte. So I mean, so the Gemara has the tabay. Oy nikaf v'niz dakeno matzil. V'chein nismas meis bosor ha-chefe. V'nazekin bosor sha-refe gerdei eino matzil. V'anam, because then it's not considered as if it exists. Since a doctor says, this is diseased flesh and it has to be removed, so it's considered as if it didn't exist at all. וענן הם פקים בבוסו שעריף הגירדי ולוכן כל מוקים שנשתנה מערוס הבוסו הרי נמצא נגדר הבוסו בסקי מעל השבר there's the last piece of Gemara just before the Mishnah לפיין זין כי אם תבאז בהיגו וריף הקיפה מחוסק שירו ויהו שיהיה הבוסו דובוק בעצם סובי בגדיר נשבר העצם ומוקים שאית סי סטריפו וחוזר ונקשר ואין יודע אם יוצרו ואין לב שירו ויהו שחוזר ומקים מהורישים ונסחב יושבר עם שבר ירדו פיובו. That's the sheet of the Marik, but there are many רשאים כמו החיריק, but the Mechaber Paskins like that, the Bach, במוקים אפסד מרובה. So he says that as long as it's נסחבר, even though it's שייך יבזה על גבי זה, it's not שבר עם שבר ירדו פיובו, so it's all right. Now the Shach says that true, we cannot be made till negative psak of the Kabor, so Mele, we pass that if there is a Shever, and even though it's a Shever in an area that is matrif the whole behemoth, so even though it's a Rubos or Chif in Esrube, and even though there is no Nekev in the Raboso, so it is Treif, but if it is Niksha, the Ramo himself says, then it's kosher. So as long as it's Niksha, even though it's not Shever or Shever, Yard of Yudboko, so it's already kosher. Now, what's in the Tam of the Ramo? Bishleime, where there is an Ekef in the Boso. All right, we understand. So it's Chayish Vashit Esrashi. And it doesn't rely on its Svek, 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 Svek. But in the case where there is no Ekef cloud, so then we are sure that the etzem never protruded outside. So meichatei say it should be osa. Meichatei say it should be osa. Now, turn to the two on the Dark Mishnah. That's Daf Ayin Tes. Osyud. ואני אימר, והמיני גו להטריב משמחשש פיר שרשי, דפיר שם יוצא מחיים דרך נקף קוטן טריב, ולוחין מחוזה ונזכה שער, מכשיר, וידוע דמאילום ליוצא לחוץ, יביץ חוזה ונזכה שער. אך קושי, דאף אם ענן, חיישי שם לפיר שרשי, מכל מוקים שאירו בוסו חיפי, סובי ושבר, בכל צדודים, הוי לא נרחשי. Those in Loch Hashem Yotzo Etzel, those in Larzi Kriusi, so he himself asks, even according to Rashi. I mean, so if there is a Bosom, why should we conjure up such a possibility that Mechaim protruded outside? Maybe it is, if there is a Bosom. Those in Larzi Kriusi, Dilma Hoyo Nekev. In other words, and we don't see a Nekev now. So what, we should be chishish maybe there was an ekev, in a field. Why should we conjure up all these chshoshes? V'im k'shim k'shir afli p'yosh rashi, v'im k'im loma ne'agim l'hatri b'chol yin. So he himself has that kashe in the shachis. V'yefsher dinu'agu l'hachmir, k'dei shol yovei l'hachshir, k'shashviro k'tsoso mikulo, v'os yei shlochus l'divri rashi, v'chmei sh'nizboyim. So in other words, so he says, this is a special gzeire, because if we are going to be matia, when there is no nekev, so then we might be matia in the long run, people will be matia even if there is a nekev. Even if there is a nekev, because sometimes people will say, well, that nekev is so small, how could the netzem possibly bulge through this nekev? So melee, because of loy plug. So it's a chumre. It's a chumre to answer it all the time. Uchoshmei shenis boyer. In ame sheinu nubkiin bibosor hachifei. Im niklaf mal ha'etzem. Sheoz mo im nikrachifu. Ulikach noag ulahatri b'chol yin. Alright, this is what he says. So that's the time. Now. Ba'afiru im adayin ov. בימוק מהשבר, וניקר עדיין, שנשברו קושי. So in other words, even though we see that there was a shever, a real shever, but as long as it's nisha, it's rebound, so it's קושי. אבל אם לחוזר עם כמי הראשון, אלו שני שברי עצם, שייך בין זה על זה, in other words, it's not shever im shever yard of the boku ze nimshach le mailo ve ze nimshach le mato trei vi chol ze maire shaloi bim kim tzumis agidi hav kim tzumis agidi in aile kamon simon vo nim tze shovo ven yedeya im nase mechayim la chamise im imo kim ama im kim ama ke shocher if the bruise is black vi yudu ashe nase mechayim we mean ye khayim because if it's nas is lacha shrite so then it wouldn't become black we mean ye khayim ma amidalo im ye is ba melisleis kmo shedes is another word so then it should be treated like vade treife not like sofi treife is so it's vade treife if there is a black bush we mean ye khayim ma amidalo im ye is ba melisleis kmo shedes so shrote tso be khayitz be tim hoki if let's say we know that the butcher uses his sacking or something else on it in that place, so then it is reasonably attributable to that circumstance. But if we don't know whether the butcher handles it and that area or not, so then we cannot take it for granted. The butcher probably did it. He chopped it, no? Because Mastam, we cannot assume anything. Vim lav asuro misofik. All right, I don't want now to start next event. So tomorrow will go over next Simen. It will not take us a long time, a very short time. And then we'll start with Simen Lamed Hei. Simen Lamed Hei.
In the tour. Now, everything that is mentioned to in Shulchan Aruch is based upon that Gemara. I mean, there is no other Gemara from the, I mean, everything is based in Gemara from the Chaim Vov Talmizah. Nitlu Tzumes Akidin, as it's called in English, Achilles tendon, there's the convergence of the tendons. Oishi Yipsiku, either it was cut out to its frame, or if it was severed, it's straight. Afal pi shekolo etzem kayom. Even though the etzem, that's a etzem in the shank. So, vitzumas agidim, oh, it afal pi shekolo etzem kayom. But tzumas agidim is straight. That's a commentary. Vitzumas agidim, the convergence of the tendons, heim bibeimo, bi etzem emtzoi, kilapi chutz, sha'azon of nefilon. Now, one thing is clear, that the Tzumis HaGidim area is just above the ankle joint, But most Rishonim say that the Tzumis HaGidim, which consists in the behemoth, it consists of three. One is a very big one, a thick one, and two relatively thin ones. So most Rishonim say that it is above the ankle joint in the back. That's where klapichut shazon of nefilo. In other words, the tail of the behemoth will touch it. The end, the terminal end of the behemoth touches it. But Raibet, he says, is the same area, but not in back. But it's here. But most Rishonim say that it is Kilat Vichutz, Shazon of Nifl. Lafuke midivre Raibet, Shekosav, Shehen Kilat Vipnim, Litzat Halal Habim. Vas Choloson, where does it begin? Mi'arke, that's the ankle joint, that's the tarsus. She'etzem Kotem. Now this is the Roshon of Rashi we saw. The Roshon of Rashi. Rashi says that the ankle joint or the tarsus or the hock, so is in small bone. Now, Dr. Bowden assumed that Rashi means that it consists only of one bone, but this is, whether you call it one bone or it's eight bones, this is an arbitrary thing, because after all, they are together. So Rashi calls it etzem cotton, but it doesn't mean that Rashi didn't know the mitzvahs. Vas cholosa ma'akum ulamaylo, שעצם קוטן יש שמחבר השויק לעקובו הנמכרס נורש. There is the ankle, the tarsus or the hock corresponding with the ankle joint in a human being, so that is מחבר the shoik, the shank,